I'm Steve Junker. It's time now for the Weekend Outlook, where we take a look at what's happening on the arts and culture scene. Joining us from the Cape Cod Times newsroom is Kathy Scrizzy Driscoll, editor of the Cape Week section. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Steve.
Kathy, we're heading into the season of giving, and there are a few fundraisers being held around the Cape this weekend to help people and projects. One on Friday night in West Yarmouth is for trivia buffs.
This is happening from 5 to 8:30 p.m. Friday at the Loft Restaurant at the Cove Resort, and it's going to be the fourth annual Trivia Night fundraiser. And that is going to be a trivia competition that is a benefit for Forward, which has a mission of building new affordable housing for adults with autism. Besides the trivia contest for cash prizes, there's going to be hors d'oeuvres, a silent auction and a live auction, raffles, and a chance to buy art created by adults with autism.
The action to help a food program in Dennis this weekend is at the golf course.
On Friday and Saturday, the Blue Rock Golf Course will join forces for the seventh year with the Create the Good organization for the 14th annual Turkey Shootout and Food Pantry Drive. Over those 2 days, as many as 150 golfers can play the course, and a portion of their entry fees is donated to Create the Good, which is a nonprofit started by a group of Yarmouth parents to provide food for Dennis Yarmouth School students. Organizers are also asking the public, though, to drop off canned goods, non-perishable food items, and grocery store gift cards at the Pro Shop. And they're going to have volunteers there filling Thanksgiving dinner bags with a goal of putting together 150 dinners. The program also accepts donations of coats, hats, mittens, and gloves.
In Orleans, guests can enjoy rock music while raising funds to help the homeless.
Starting at 6 p.m. Saturday at Hog Island Brewery in Orleans, a night of music has been set up to help local residents through the Rock to Stop Homelessness program. It's put on by the Homeless Prevention Council, and it's a family-friendly evening that will include entertainment by 1960s cover band The Brogans, as well as appetizers, a 50-50 raffle, and an auction. Donations can also be made on the website for those who can't attend.
And then there's an event in Eastham on Saturday afternoon that's thinking more toward the Thanksgiving meal and fun ways to celebrate a favorite side dish.
This is the 15th annual Eastham Turnip Festival, and you can buy turnips there and eat turnips there, but in ways you probably haven't thought of. They've got more than a dozen area restaurants and businesses lined up to offer turnips cooked in different ways in the Turnip Cook-Off Competition. And lunch offered will include turnip crepes and turnip slaw. But there is so much more to do at the festival. They've got more than 60 vendors on hand for a holiday market. There's going to be live music, and there's going to be a lot of different types of kids' entertainers. Other turnip-related activities are going to include a shucking or peeling contest and a contest for the biggest turnip. There will be turnip temporary tattoos, visits from Mr. and Mrs. Turnip, the crowning of this year's Turnip King and Queen, and games that include turnip hole, turnip bowling, and Connect Four Turnips. There's also going to be a Mr. Turnip Head decorating contest for grade schoolers, but the good news is that everybody wins. And this is all happening from 1 to 4 p.m. on Saturday at Nauset Regional High School in Eastham.
Who could turn up their nose at that? To find out more about all of these events and so much else that's happening this weekend around the Cape and the islands, you're very generous to laugh at that. Check out the Cape Week section in the Cape Cod Times. You'll find links along with audio of this conversation at our website, capeandislands.org. Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you, Steve.